The U.S. sues S&P.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There is a lot of blame to go around for the mortgage meltdown, and many have already gotten their punishment. Homeowners have lost their homes, banks have paid billions, and now the government is suing Standard & Poor's for allegedly inflating the ratings for mortgage-backed securities. Marketplace's Jim Burris reports.
The suit alleges S&P knew some $4 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities were risky. But the government claims S&P still gave those securities top ratings. Economic consultant Gary Schilling says Wall Street banks needed S&P's stamp of approval.
And the rating agencies were working with them to put the maximum amount of what was really very low quality merchandise in there and securitize it and sell it off to people who thought that a AAA rating meant something.
Attorney Floyd Abrams represents McGraw-Hill, S&P's parent company.
What the government is claiming is just not so.
George Washington University law professor Jeffrey Manns says this is the first time the government has sued a credit rating agency over the housing crisis.
It may underscore that the federal government will take a more aggressive posture in the future in trying to go and hold rating agencies accountable.
It's expected attorneys general from at least a dozen states will also file suit. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.